Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just travel inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
I'm on.
Stumbled across ATOV, a team of voices radio, the Wonderland production. We're a group of poets inside the writing site called Poetry. Find us in the groups, talk to the there, free to join. We have radio shows just about every night of the week. Tonight, it's about the moon. Just had the blood moon eclipse. And here with Wolf Spirit. Hey, Wolf.
Yeah.
Wolf, you there?
Good evening, Hatter. Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
You wouldn't let me turn it down earlier. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, Hatter's right. In the spirit of Moondance, tonight is actually the full blood moon. I'm celebrating that being a wolf. I think it's wonderful. I want to help, and I'm not going to do that because I don't want to break your eardrums. But tonight, yeah, when I howl, it's loud. Tonight, we're going to have open poetry. All callers are welcome. Whether you're a part of All Poetry or a team of voices or not, the number to call is 1-646-668-2837. If you have a poem you'd like to read on this show and have critique and commented on, please do so. We welcome all calls. Please remember that this is a family-oriented show. We are PG-13, and we don't tolerate, well, you know. When you say PG-13, that says it all. So let's keep it family, let's keep it real, and let's keep it light. With no further ado, do we have anybody on the air just yet who has called in that would like to read a poem?
Actually, it's just me and you still. Usually
okay, I'll tell you what. Hatter, let's go into Ben Morrison a little bit. Let's talk about Ben the Man. He's definitely an inimitable songwriter and a wonderful vocalist and a fantastic musician. He has been around for, oh, my God, what is it, over 40 years now on the music scene, and he has just touched so many souls and hearts with his music. Going by what I've just said as an intro for Van the Man, what would you like to say about him as a whole on your own personal perspective?
Well, I remember recovering from knee surgery when I was in high school and Saturday night listening to In Concert, Belfast Cowboy, sit at the piano with his cowboy hat. Big influence in the 70s.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tell me something.
Yeah.
Did you ever know that brown-eyed girl?
Yes, I did. Her name is Leslie.
So did I.
I didn't have an idea. Sure. Yeah. Let me talk a little bit about Ben Morrison. You know, he was knighted. He's Sir George Ivan Morrison, born.
Is he really?
1945.
That is news to me. I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled to hear that. That's news to me. I think he's well deserving of that title, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. His professional career, he started as a teenager in the late 50s. Playing a variety of instruments,
yeah.
Guitar, harmonica, keyboards, and saxophone. All the ones he's sort of known for. I love his harmonica. I play harmonica in some of his songs. on his snowboards, let's see. He was known as Van the Man early in life to his fans and rose to the prominence of the mid-60s as the lead singer to the Northern Ireland R&B and rock band Them.
Yes, I remember that well.
Recording for the garage band sound of the classic Biz Gloria. Everybody knows. Usually it's the first song you learn how to play, Gloria.
I think Gloria is probably one of the first songs every garage band learned. I know I did when I was playing in garage bands back in the early 70s. And another huge hit by him was Here Comes the Night, which was so reminiscent of other groups, probably like Roy Storm and the Hurricanes and the Beatles and even the Rolling Stones. I mean, it sounded, it was his own inimitable style that created those tunes, but I don't know whether he influenced those other bands that became huge or they influenced him. Either way, one hand washes the other, isn't that so?
Yeah, and you know, you're right. Rarely have I remember anybody saying Van Morrison was an inspiration. I'm not saying that. I'm sure he was. If they'd have thought a little longer about it, maybe. But, the piano harmonica, I think a lot of his sounds like Bob Dylan writes. That's a lot of like Jeff Healey and these guys that would cover their songs. Brown Eyed Girl.
Didn't he do a cover of I think it was Wilson Pickett's song At the Dark End of the Street, or was that Clarence Carter? Do you remember that?
What was the name of it?
At the Dark End of the Street.
Oh, I don't know.
At the dark end of the street.
We'll go over a list of his songs. Brown Eyed Girl, of course, Into the Mystic, of course, Days Like This. That's the one I was trying to remember. Have I Told You Lately? And It Stoned Me. Bright Side of the Road.
Oh, God.
Sweet Thing, Wild Night, Tupelo Honey. Crazy Love, Madame George, Jackie Wilson Said. Someone Like You, that's one I really like that song.
You know, a lot of his songs have been redone by magical artists. His song Wild Night was redone by John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, with that black bassist, female, Michelle Obadongo. Was that how you pronounce her last name? I don't know, but she was fabulous. But yeah, so many great artists have repeated his talent, and some have actually made it just as entertaining as his originals.
Let me get over and check the boards here. Make sure nobody walked in without me seeing it. I'm bad at checking. Maybe we should have lit up some Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack.
I think I loaded up one, so I was looking to find it, but I'm having trouble with the phone. My phone is not smart enough to keep up with what I need, so just my excuse. I gotta go with it.
Well, no, I have a dumb phone. I have a dumb phone.
Yeah,
I have a flip phone.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I have a flip phone. I don't go on the internet on my phone.
I
it always seems to go wonky. Huh?
I loaded up a piece for three. I could go first tonight.
Yeah, please do. I would love to hear it. I'm hoping we'll get some calls in tonight.
I'll be away from the board for a couple of minutes. If you just walked in, be patient. I will find you.
No problem. You and I got this, man. We're going to get through the night.
Yeah, we got it. Let me go find myself. There I am. It's called Soul Strings. And this is when I go back to keep tweaking a little bit now and then. Wanted this one to be sort of right. I don't know. Let me post it real quick. Anybody? I'm scrolling, not knowing. Okay.
That's okay.
There
it is. Soul Strings. Okay. I'm reading along with you. Just go.
Okay. I think it was for a contest. Let's see. It was like this. Without deciding to define, your soul will be blind. Decisions will be when you're finally set free. Confusion will be the sign. Post-mortal thoughts of what it will cost when you are to breathe your last. The window you need to be open and freed will close because of your past. The crows will cry for your soul to hide as they stitch a tether with thread. The ravens will lead to where you believe the place you will go instead. The corvids as guides with padded souls fly to the house where we all belong. Stitched from behind, they wait for the sign to pass the news along. The lost are doomed to the end of balloons. They aimlessly float away. Peace will abound to those places you found in the house in which you pray. Not believing is choice. If you hear the voice to a life with little at heart, the blackbirds will turn to vultures and terns. Your soul will be torn apart. It will send one day the crows your way to guide you through the doors. I suggest you find to ease your mind the place of legend you are. There's more to hear than will ever be clear. Why there are places to pray, counted by numbers, they pull us asunder. Beware the crooked spade. You need to believe in order to see that time will carry on. It's harder to hide those things inside. Eternity is way too long.
Wow, that's an excellent piece of writing. Your rhymes are immaculate. Your rhymes are absolutely wonderful, and the message here, I mean, well, you can interpret it many ways, but it sounds to me like a definition of finding the window to your soul and taking the path that guides you there. It's like the journey of life, trying to dispel the things that might tear you. Well, like it says, the blackbirds will turn to vultures and terms. Your soul will be torn apart. There was someone there to cross your way to guide you through the doors. I suggest you find to ease your mind of legend, a place of legend and lore. Fabulous right. Absolutely fabulous right. I can't imagine. I'm just totally impressed by this right. It's absolutely fabulous. I like this.
Yeah, it sort of draws the question. It sort of asks the question about how is there consequences to how I live this in this plane, how I live this life. The consequences. If you were to be told that if you lived a good life and worked for others constantly, it was not greedy or anything, you lived a good, pious life. That you can carry on through eternity and have eternal consciousness. Would you be that person while you're here?
Would you choose to continue in that quest to enlighten the rest of humanity and bring peace?
Well, let's just go easy. Let's just say straighten up your act. Not saying that any one of us don't know, but just in that field, would you do that, knowing if somebody told you that there's eternal life to be rewarded how you live this one?
Yeah, that's, you know, I imagine that's a question that every person has to ask themselves: is there eternal life? Do I work for something greater than myself? Am I part of the process of bringing enlightenment and peace to those who are part of my life? I like that. From my own personal experience, well, that's a long, long, long story, but I know that there is something beyond this life, and your questions will be answered, believe me. They will be answered, believe me.
Yeah.
They will. Yeah.
I wrote a piece about being an altar boy and being caught with the sacramental wine and don't worry about me, I didn't get through the gates, but I'll be holding the sign.
Well, a lot of people think I'm a kook because I say I've spoken to people who have the ability to see the dead and speak with them, and they have communicated with me, and I personally myself have communicated with the dead, and like I said, a lot of people think I'm a kook, but I know that whatever you do in this life, believe me, it matters, and what you do going through your life and going forward, you're going to continue on the same path. You're not going to just give up. Eternity is way too long. Yeah, I don't know. It's harder to hide those things inside. Eternity is way too long. Your final stanza is beautiful. I don't know what eternity is, per se. I think that all people are spirits dancing in the flesh, and that when we do leave our bodies and become spirits, when our spirits are freed from our natural bodies, that things become different for us, and maybe there's more understanding there I think that is a wonderful, wonderful gesture on your part, and I think that you kind of nailed that. I think that's great. I think this is a terrific poem, my friend.
Yeah, I think it hits on, I tried to hit on, the worst lie you can tell is the one to yourself.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to start, is honesty inside.
Yes. Well, if you can't be honest with yourself, then, you know the rest of that statement, right?
If you can't be honest with yourself, eternity's way too long.
Yeah.
Eternity's
way
too long.
You owe your soul to honesty and true faith.
Think about it. If you think about it, through the billions and billions of years and time that goes by, we get screwed. We're here for like 70, 80 years maybe.
Yeah. Well, you think there's a reason for that, though? I mean, you think that maybe we are destined.
I think because of grand intergalactic universal collisions and stuff happened in a time essence. They often in the time spans, it happens probably quite often in our reality of lifetimes and generations and such. They are far between. Which guarantees us a longevity of life of millions of years, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what eternity is. I don't think anybody does or has ever discovered eternity, but I think the concept of eternity is just reaching out beyond the flesh and exploring the possibilities of the spirit. But, yeah, I like your idea and I like your thoughts.
Yeah, it's like they say the universe, the expanse of the universe is so mind-boggling, we cannot grasp the immenseness of it, how huge it is. And that makes sense. It's like when you're talking millions and millions of light years, my God, in our blink of an eye, Even that. I mean, have you seen the calendar of the universe, creation of the universe? We're a dot, a little dot, minuscule dot at December 31st.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, humanity, it's an awkward word because we don't display much of it, do we, as human beings? But why is it that we are destined to have only 70, 80, 90, 100 years? I've known that from the Guinness Book of World Records that some people have lived to be 115 years old. And it's not about how they lived or what they ate.
We got somebody in the waiting room, and I'm trying to get them to let him out. It kicked me off, so let me get back. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I don't know who it is.
Let's click him in.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I get back in the studio, every time I try to do something, it kicks me out. So hopefully.
That's okay. Error code 614.
Hello, Wolf. How are you?
AP.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, AP. How are you, sir?
Well, I did once compare the Milky Way to throwing a chicken souvlaki.
Okay. Excuse me, you're laughing. But you have such a quaint way of saying things, and I appreciate that. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much. No. I thought, you know, it was a grass competition, and he said, beautiful image of this sort of Milky Way thing. And I thought, no, it's not. It looks like somebody's, having a souvlaki that's exploding. But anyway, there you go. All good.
Well, you're right. It's kind of like you could compare it to a blender that somebody took the lid off while it was still spinning.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's fabulous. So I'm so thrilled, and I'm very stoked that you called into my program. Did you have something to offer that we can read out with you? And
I was going to do that, if that's okay. Well,
That'd be absolutely lovely.
I was going to, you know, recite one of my favourite poems. I had probably heard it five times, and but it's one I really like. I reckon that's enough, really. As a poet, if you like a poem and you keep on reading it, that's probably a good thing. So this is one from a few years ago.
I'm seeing this was inspired by banjo.
It was. Absolutely it was. Yes.
Oh, she's a wonderful poet. I can't wait to set my teeth into this one. Go ahead, my friend. Please indulge us.
Here we go. Okay. Well, this is one of my favorites. This is The Man from Ironbark, inspired by banjo. It goes a little bit like this. Trees were whistling quietly in the shadow of a magpie's call. A tiny clear click shivered in rocks, turns to a tumbling sprawl. Quite a distant splash, platypus descended into chill waters. Tumbles grew distant, leaves wind rustle in country quarters. Swirls maelstrom fast, noise upon stone of a single yell stark. Leading a gleaming Brumby pack, rides the man of Ironbark. In man of woman stature, lore of deeds in saddle legend. At home in hills, as arc of magpies lilts or gentle rains descend. Coiled stock whip hooked to a side, twirled leathers go back. Poised to strike as tiger snake snap chills in lightning crack. Tiny steed, small as a child's pony, lively caught a horse mark. Poised well forward as chaps blow. The man of Ironbark. Wild mare's intense galloping reflects on narrow's gleam. Raised his whip with a twirl above gallop's swirl, horse's team. Swaying as boughs of a eucalypt or storm on a stiff breeze. Crystal pool hooves clip over pebbles clash shallows ease. Group disappeared over ridge. Dust's frozen, length and dark. Remains the deep voice calls trailing from the man of Ironbark. Tiring sun bled rouge into realms orange and dusty pink. Brumby's feet imprint this land in red dust or waters blink. Muddy guides to where signs dissipate flow on wind stray until only a memory of film recall of a parade on display. Sunset leaves a panorama of stars, galaxies circling hark as a horseman trails in past nightfall, the man of Ironbark. End time.
That is a fabulous, fabulous piece of writing. I got to ask you, because I plead ignorance here. Brumbies. Wild horses. Okay. Okay.
Wild horses.
That makes a whole lot of sense now. That's wonderful. The Man of Ironbark, is there a legend behind that, or is this that something you picked up in your own literary mind?
Well, no, it's interesting, actually, Wolf, because there is a poem called The Man from Ironbark written by Banjo, and he writes a very different poem about it. But I so liked the sort of idea of The Man from Ironbark that I had to sort of go there again with a different, you know, phrase. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Fantabulous. Well, so that explains your connection to Banjo.
Yes.
Does she not go by Banjo Lynn, or is that an older thing? Am I confusing her with another writer?
No. It's actually a guy, Andrew or Banjo Patterson. So he was a famous writer, but he was most famous in the 1890s, and so.
Oh, okay.
His biggest book was actually The Man from Snowy River, which was back in 1891.
I remember that movie.
Yep, great.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That was fabulous.
Whether the man could play the banjo or not.
Uh-huh.
Deb, I can't let him in.
He didn't. I don't think so, Hatter. I tried to find it out, but I don't think they did.
Say that again.
I don't think he did. So anyway, I'll keep looking.
Thank you. That was a wonderful poem.
Thank you.
Yeah. AP, is there anything else you'd like to say to elaborate on your poem? We have Frank in our studio, and I want to let Frank in, but I want you to have your full say. Is there anything else you want to say to elaborate on your piece of writing here?
I guess I was just going to say that you know, this is a classic example of a right that just wanted to be written. I mean, I worked a whole, you know, crazy sort of 12-hour day, and I picked up the iPad at the end of the day at about 11 o'clock in Adelaide, thinking, you know, a little four-line brevity would be really nice. And all of a sudden, this sort of massive sort of flowing of words started coming out, and just when I wanted to go to sleep, really, and disappeared just within about 45 minutes. And so just sometimes the poems want to be written, I guess, is what I was going to say.
Yeah, isn't that almost always the process, though, when you're just worn out or you wake up at 3 a.m. with a stanza?
Yeah.
And it demands to be written down. And if you don't write it down, you're going to forget it forever. Does that ever happen to you? Because I know it happens to me.
Oh, no, it certainly happens
to
me. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Outstanding.
Anyway, so that's all. That's all I have.
AP,
I quickly popped off. Yes.
Are you gonna hang with us for a bit? Can we count on your continued support of this program?
I wish I could, Wolf, but I'm about to get locked down here. We've got a COVID outbreak, unfortunately, and we are about to be locked in quarters for 5 days. So,
oh my goodness!
Get a hold of
okay,
stuff.
I wouldn't wish that hell on anyone. But thank you so much for calling in to share your voice, and
I
appreciate it. Okay,
it's a pleasure.
So
and
we
have a great show, and talk soon.
Okay, thank you. We have Frank on the line, and Frank,
hello,
welcome,
my friends. Hello there. Can you?
How
hear
you
me?
Doing?
Well,
yeah,
I'm doing all right, my friend.
Yes, we're here. We're here. Thank you for calling into the show. Did you submit a poem to the show, or would you just like to read a cappella?
I got a soundtrack on my piece there. I thought I'd bring in a SoundCloud, not a soundtrack. I'm thinking of something else.
Okay.
A SoundCloud I added to my piece there. I thought about bringing a little bit of drama tonight with my piece there. So it's basically a SoundCloud that I made for the poem that I posted up there, which is A Terrible Spectre.
Okay. Can we put this – excuse me, Frank. I don't mean to interrupt you. Can we put the SoundCloud up link so that we can all listen to it, please?
Okay.
Are you on
one second?
Ahead.
Because – I'm wondering if it got what's under.
I'm not going to interrupt anybody tonight. I want.
Keep chatting because I got to check it out. Keep chatting because I got to check it out. I'll be right there.
Okay. Frank, so what did you base this song upon?
You mean the poem? The poem itself is.
Yes.
Well, first of all, it's the poem is called The Terrible Spectre. It was a poem I wrote. That had to do basically with the demise of one. It had some elements there of, I would say, you know, some would think that it's vampiric in nature. And there is some elements there that do refer to that notion there of the vampire there. But it's really has to do with someone who's lived 500 years as an immortal. And so what happens is he's basically just a boy. Shuttle, you know, and this was actually inspired by the quote there, which is at the bottom of the poem, the most dangerous kind of person is one who is afraid of his own shuttle. So I added some elements vampiric elements, and I added as well some elements there of old type of gothic inspiration there. So this is, in essence, this poem here is a gothic piece here. And if you hear, if you do hear the song Cloud, you will hear my voice in a different tone. So, and there's, hopefully you can hear it. And you will see, you understand, you understand the poem there, to what degree it is and how theatrical I am.
Okay. So let me ask you a question here. Well, Hatter, are you able to pull up the piece?
Yeah, it's in the, let me get, they kicked me out of the studio again. Let me get 1 minute. I'll be there.
That's all right.
Frank, while Hatter is pulling the piece, can I ask you a personal question real quickly? And I may embarrass myself in this process. But I love your accent. Is that South African, Australian, or English?
No, how would I explain this? It's a standard European language. I mean, I would say it's a standard European accent. It's like when you, if you go and learn the language there, you learn the language in which you're instructed. So I would say it's standard European. What separates mine from the typical British, although I've been to England and I've been there, and I have to say I've been influenced in many things, including theater. I do have a difference. There is a difference of intonation. There's certain words that I do pronounce that would sound very much, I guess, akin to them, but there are some words there as well that are not typically, I would say, English. So the whole thing has to do with, there is a standard form of English in Europe that you are instructed in. So it's just an allowance, I would say. It has to do with a diversity of one pronunciation or the other. I mean, I've done theater as well, so the theater itself has really just kept my voice.
I worked in theater and music for many years, and I've never been able to replicate Australian or South African, and the only British I can do is bloody Cockney, you know, but I was curious, so thank you for sharing that with us.
I've heard Australian and South African, but I'm not really prevalent to know in how to pronounce and those type of accents there.
Okay.
We've got a couple members.
Do you want me to post it?
We've got a couple members that way. AP is neither English or Australian. He's sort of a mixture of both. And I think Bella also is.
I haven't heard Bella in forever.
I found the SoundCloud. So when you're ready.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and put it up, and we'll listen along together.
Don't kick me out of here again. Oh, it's right at the top of the list. You're in the studio, right?
I'm here in the studio.
Okay, right at the top of the list of the plays, it says right above doorbell.
Wait a minute.
It says Frank's from Wolf.
Okay, hold on. I have to scroll down from
back,
the top.
I'm back, but every time I push it, it kicks me out.
Yeah, I'm not finding it. Frank, can you not do a live reading? Can you not do a live reading?
I'm here again.
Oh, did you have it there? Because I'll see.
I'll tell you when I get it connected.
Hold on. I'm still looking.
All right. Check.
Okay. Let me refresh. Hold on. Let me refresh because it may be
my
fault.
Do you want me to?
I don't know.
Do you want me to go into SoundCloud and see if I can put it up? If you're not able.
No, we have it here. I just can't make it work. I keep pushing it.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me see if I can get it. Let's see if it starts on my own.
Yeah, by all means. We have plenty of time. We don't seem to have too many guests tonight, so
can you
please
hear it?
Take your time.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I hear nothing.
No.
Oh, I'm hearing the background, the music, but I...
Okay. Let me see.
All right.
Hey, Deb, if you can hear this, can you hear that SoundCloud? I can't. It kicks me off every time I hit it.
No, it's okay, my friend. I'll go ahead and just recite the poem there. I'll just go ahead and do the poll. Okay. That's not a problem there. The only reason why I put the song card was to give it the background of the music there and a little bit. But I will give my performance here. And so what I'll do is I'll alter my voice here to do this piece here. This is called The Terrible Spectre.
Okay.
Here we go. For 500 years, I have roamed the earth and searched for the eternal light of my longing rebirth, chasing the true image of the beauty of my life, but haunted by the one thing destroying me now. 'Tis the sable shadow of death that follows me from the sea of Tulam and valleys and forests, as I wander an empty soul without hollow bones, the latent curse of the eons of direful refine. Mirrors are my obsession, and time is my friend and foe, but I am the consonant of the miserable wretch of righteous condemnation. When the hourglass shall drop its last trickle of sand, I shall be reduced to visible cinders and my burning flame. The echoes of the whispering winds of the buried innocent drive me bloody insane, and I cannot escape their voices as the sturdy walls of the laments are pounded by the will for just vengeance. The unbearable guilt drowns me in the vivid pool of acid blood, pouring like a bleating waterfall. I can sense I am slowly dying. The midside and outside of me is waiting for the fresh dawn to burn me with its fiery sun. I run away and hide from the terrible specter that looms, my opposing shadow always, with the fear of my evaporating breath. I struggle to inhale death. In the poem.
Man, I can understand why you wanted that to be a SoundCloud. That is just really fantastic. I think you did a very great rendition of the original intent. Whoa, what a freaking
The only
ball.
Thing was missing was just the music. The music was the only thing missing there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's no problem there, my friend. That's no problem, my
Music is a huge part of my life, and I often incorporate music into my poetry. I've never done it. Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've tried SoundCloud about 3 times, and the response was so limited that I said, oh, this is not for me. But, excuse me.
It does take practice, yeah. It takes practice, and
you
have to be comfortable as well. To listening to your own voice as well.
I'm not uncomfortable with my own voice. It's just that certain poems bring out different emotions in me, and the poems I chose to put on SoundCloud made me sound like a pathetic little dillweed because they were love poems. And a lot of people were like, oh, yes, this is very lovely, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's probably a lot of what people write. Romance poetry. This, on the other hand, was just really, really intentionally and incidentally great. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing it with our show. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
Would you care to expound upon the vision which led you to the writing this poem?
Well, yes, this poem here, as I said before, is my styles are uniquely Victorian, but lately they've been Gothic, and I write these dark pieces here. So, of course, I've always said my mentor is Edgar Allan Poe. He always lingers in my inspiration of pieces here, this nature here of darkness. And the terrible specter there, I went back to some old type of memories there as a child when I used to read Gothic tales there. And I just could not help but gravitate to the whole notion there of the terrible specter. But it does, although it's a fictitious character here, it does evoke some scenes that are very much relatable. You know, most of us, you know, not all of us, but there are times we are insecure of our own selves, you know, and the shuttle is always the just that looming thing that overshadows everything. So to me, I incorporated the shuttle there as a sign of insecurity as well. So the poem itself just had many elements there of Gothic elements, but it also touches on the quote there, what the quote says there, in essence there, the most dangerous kind of person is one who is afraid of his own shadow. And, you know, really all of us who do fall align with this type of concept there, you know, do find that our worst foe is our own shadow there.
Well, I have to say this to you. Edgar Allan Poe is by large and by far my most favorite writer. It was many and many a year ago in A Kingdom by the Sea. You know, I can listen and read and try to reboot Poe all I want, but, you know, no one is my attempts at imitating Poe are just, well, they're ridiculous, but I try sometimes. But yeah, Poe, oh my goodness. He is the master of the macabre. He is the master of romantic dark. And I can see where this came from now that you mentioned that.
Have you heard the Telltale? Because I do read. I'm certain you've heard of the Telltale Heart.
Yes, the Tale of the Telltale Heart, yes.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick paragraph here. I'll do the story if you want. If you have time, I don't know how many poems you have, but I can.
I think we have time.
Tonight.
Go ahead, please. Do
all
share.
Right. Here we go. True.
Nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease had sharpened my senses, not destroyed, nor dulled them. The war was a sense of hearing acute. I heard all things in the heaven and in the earth. I heard many things in hell. How then am I mad? Hearken and observe how helpfully, how calmly I can tell you the whole story. It's impossible to say how first the idea entered my brain. But once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none. Passion there was none. I loved the old man. He had never wronged me, he had never given me insult. For his gold, I had no desire. I think it was his eye, yes, it was this. He had the eye of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold. So by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man, thus rid myself of the eye forever. Now at this point, you fancy me mad. Madmen know nothing. But you should have seen me. You should have seen how wisely I did, with what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation I was to work. I was ever kind to the old man during the whole week before I killed him. And every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it, oh, so gently. And then, when I had made an opening sufficient for my head, I put in a dark lantern, all closed, and no light shone on. Then I thrust in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunningly I did it thrust in. I moved it slowly, very slowly, so that I might not disturb the old man's sleep. It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening, so far that I could see him as he lay upon his bed. Would a madman have been so wise as this? Then when my head was well in the room, I undid the lantern cautiously, oh, so cautiously. I undid just so much that a single thin ray fell upon the vulture eye, and this I did for 7 long nights, every night, just at midnight, but I found the eye always closed, so it was impossible for me to do the work. It was not the old man who vexed me, but this evil eye, and every morning when the dark broke, I went boldly into the chamber, spoke courageously to him, calling him by name in a heavy tone. inquiring how he had passed the night. But you see, he would have been a very profound old man, indeed, to suspect that every night, just at 12, I looked in upon him. He slept.
There you go. That's just a short rendition there. Of
I have to ask you, did you somehow come across the ashes of Edgar Allan Poe and smoke them?
Well, I tell you one thing. I came across a combination of him and another one of my favorites, that is Christopher Lee.
I used to have a, when I was 12 years old, I lived in London, England, and there was a program on ITV called Tales of Mystery and Imagination, and it was the tales of Edgar Allan Poe in acted out scenarios, and it was beautifully done. But they were terrible.
Yeah, I'd have to do it. Can you hear me? Hello?
Who's there?
Hello?
I don't hear anything.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, Frank. Okay. Yeah, Frank?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It looks like
I got booted. I got booted, and I think Wolf did too.
So, I wonder what happened there, my friend. I hope it's only strictly block talk. I don't know what's going on.
I know.
I regret that, you know, I had fun there. I mean, it's probably going to be impossible for me to call in again. I'll just say thank you very much for allowing me to do the poem.
Sure.
And spend some time if the both of you there. I hope that you can resume the show. If not, we'll postpone it for another day then.
If you pass the place up when you show up there, Frank. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try, you know, my friend. I've got my own share of problems there, you know. I don't mind the personal questions, you know, and it just depends on what they are. But I always try to support all of you, you know. I have to say that, you know, I come on here just to, you know, try to, you know, I know that I don't really know him too well, you know, Wolf, but I still support, and I know you and Dip, and it's good enough for me and Sweet and all to know that my support is always going to be there for you.
I appreciate it.
All right, my friend. I'll let you go then. I'll let you go ahead and handle what you have to handle there, or if not, have a good night then, and I hope you get better. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Okay. You too. Thanks, Frank.
Take care, my friend. Take care. No,
all
right. Say hi to Deb. Take care.
Yeah, I will.
Sweet. Take care.
I will.
Take care, my friend.
Okay. All right, so it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little problem. I have to wait for Frank to call back in. I can't do anything. So I'm wondering who saw that blood supermoon last night. I guess there's not going to be another one until 2024. They had a video of what signs are affected by this last full moon. Scorpio, Aries, and Sagittarius were supposed to be affected poorly, and they give certain aspects of life that you would want to avoid. The ones that benefit are Gemini, Virgo, and Capricorn. Also Aquarius, Taurus, and Libra. So if any of those go online, just ask the question how it affects you, the blood moon, and your moon, and your sign, and all this good stuff. And there's plenty up there. So I don't know if anybody can hear me. Call back in, Wolf.
Yeah, I can hear you. I got cut off somehow. I got cut off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got booted also, so you're not the only one.
We have a technical difficulty. I'm so sorry about that, everyone. Please tune in. Please join in. I know that Poetic Picasso has tried to call in a couple times. Poetic.
Yeah, he said he's got just next time with the other call he's got. Yeah, it happens. You know, technology. I don't know what. Maybe it's the full moon. We'll just blame it on that.
Well, it quite possibly could be the full moon. I could do the obvious, but I don't want to howl and break everybody's eardrums because, you know. can we please? Can we please have some decorum here and just get this night going? And thank you, everyone who has called in, and thank you, everybody who has stayed with us. If you're still with us, please feel free to call in. Please feel free. Yes, I hear a doorbell. Do we have a doorbell?
No, yeah,
yes,
that,
we do.
That was just me testing my ability to work the studio. So we're
okay.
Good. So,
all righty.
So I can check everything out. You want to play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song. Hey, I know what. Let's play some Van Morrison, Hatter. You have some more Van Morrison for us?
All we got. No, I do not have Philosopher's Stone in the studio. The only one was Moondance, what we played. But here's a good oldie movie.
Okay, let's play a song, and let's try to invite everybody in.
Bye, I had. It let me do the doorbell. That was it. Hold on.
It's okay. I'm just glad that you and I didn't do anything wrong. That I don't know what happened with the show, but we were doing everything right. Yeah. So yeah.
All right. Let it cool off. Man, every time I touch the studio, it throws me out. So.
Really.
We have so what does the blood moon mean to you? I remember working for the Office of Emergency Services, and whether they admit it or not, they do staff police departments to the moon. If you don't, they're non-prepared.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the moon is. The moon calls to wolves. The moon calls to all spirits who are...
Yeah, Mood, are you there? I went for him to call back in. You know, I'm having a technical problem. I have to call it a shorter night. Went for a... Let's see what else I got here. I got lost all my notes because I got kicked off. Let's see. Super Blood Moon. Let's talk about that. The Super Far Blood Moon Lunar. Excuse me. Super Flower Blood Moon. This is a Super Flower Blood Moon. What that means. Where and when and how to see the Super Moon Lunar Eclipse. It's a totally lunar eclipse. 2021. Super Flower Blood Moon Lunar Eclipse thrilled stargazers around the world has ended. Okay, that was last night. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know why it keeps kicking me out. It's the full moon. I don't know. It keeps kicking me out. Has this happened?
I've been reading some information. It's happened before.
Okay. We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep going. Wow.
I was reading some.
It's okay.
Yeah, I was reading some information about the Super Blood Flower Moon we had last night. Turned reddish, also known as the Blood Moon. Tells us what areas of the world are going to see the total eclipse. That gets any information that we don't know.
I'm wondering if perhaps we're not getting any calls because of this whole situation. Anyway,
that's possible too. but I think it would kick me off because I was able to call back in.
Yeah, me too. Deborah Lee, I see you're saying hello 4 minutes ago. Are you aware of what's happening here? Can you join in and say something? Because we are really, I tell you what, let's do, Hatter. Let's go to the list of poems we have that were entered into the show. And if we don't have the callers, you and I will take turns reading them. How about that?
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, we got to do something here.
Here we go. I'll try to post them real quick here.
Okay, just post one at a time, and we'll take it step by step.
Go back.
We did have a few entries, as I recall.
Okay. That was cool. That was Frank's. We got Boog. Oh. I hate it when you push up the end of going to his site instead of his poem.
And I'm still hanging. Okay. I'm still waiting. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere unless they kick me out again.
Yeah, well, you're more important because everything freezes up and it can't do anything without you here being a host. So you just hang tight.
Okay.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Okay. That should be Budos. Budos.
Okay. Song lyrics by Budo, no guest. Do you want to do this or you want me to?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. This is In Your Arms, song lyrics by Budo No Guest. That means that unless you're a member of All Poetry, nobody can read it. Anyway, In Your Arms. Search out of desperation, fruitless dreams each night, determined that I'll find you, my never-ending plight. I call you, but you can't hear me. I reach, but you're not there. In the distance, hear you cry, a whisper of despair. I daydream of the moment I have you in my arms tonight. Have you in my arms tonight. I revel in the feel of you by all your charms. For them, I'll have to wander a lifetime all alone. Through the evening's dark abyss to the early morning dawn, I eagerly await the day to hold the one I miss. I daydream of the moment I have you in my arms tonight. Have you in my arms tonight. Search out of desperation, fruitless dreams each night. Determined that I'll find you, my never-ending plight. Well, this is a very wonderfully penned poem of romantic desperation.
Yeah.
Speaks so much of something we have all felt, or if we haven't yet felt it, then be prepared because it's coming. But yeah, Hatter, what do you think? Do we all not go through this desperation that we are silent, even though we scream to the night?
Yeah, at some point we've all been there, searching out of desperation, fruitless dreams each night, determined that I'll find you.
Yeah.
Sorrow, right off the bat. I call, but you can't hear me. I reach, but you're not there. In the distance, hear you cry, a whisper with despair. Yeah, he's a songwriter.
That's a great song. It's a great song. I can hear it playing. I can really definitely hear it playing. Deborah Lee has chimed in on the group chat page and said, the Wi-Fi keeps cutting out in the storm. Didn't know there was a storm there because I'm removed. I'm removed by probably many states and many miles. She's going to try and work it out. I apologize to anybody who's still listening. I'm in South Carolina.
Okay.
I'm in South Carolina. Yeah, as we say down here. Yeah, I'm in, as they say here, I'm in South Kakalaki. But Budo just chimed in on the group chat board. That's wonderful to hear. Yeah. Budo, did you hear our comments? Would you like to call in, or are you having difficulty getting through as well? Please comment on the chat board and let us know what's going on with you. We seem to be having a technical communication problem, and anybody who can give us any information that tells us what the heck's going on, we'd be appreciative. Patter, thank you for hanging with me. We are doing the best we can. We're trying to make the best of a show that has gone terribly wrong because of technical problems, but we're going to keep going. Yeah. I tell you what, let's do. Put up another poem from the list, and I'll read this one. And let's see if we can
So the next one would be Deborah's.
Okay, I'd love to read Deborah.
You got yours, Ice Like Jagged Shards of Glass. Okay. And then mine.
Yeah.
Did you read yours?
Whichever one you want to. Yeah, I can read mine if you want to put it up.
Okay.
That's cool.
I got it. Be right there. So this is working. I can cut and paste.
Okay.
And then I get a phone call in the middle of that. I get a phone call
in the middle of that. It's like playing crayons and scissors in grade school, isn't it? Cut and paste. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Budo, thanks. Thanks for your response, Budo. You can't call. I appreciate that. I appreciate you letting us know what's happening. But thank you so much. Okay. My poem is up. Would rather be reading somebody else's, but here we go. We're going to do my poem, Ice Like Jagged Shards of Glass. So here we go. So cold was his betrayal that her tears turned to ice, cutting the soft tissue of her flesh as they ran down her ashen face. Her words became mist and hung in the air, seen, yet not heard, stilled by frozen silence. Her skin rippled with goosebumps as the blood congealed within her shivering heart. White knuckle fingers clenched in anguish. Muted sobs emerged as gasps, as her bloody lips contorted in anger from gnashing and grinding teeth of rage. Then the warmth of reason filled her, and she felt pity for one who could not see her. Thus she forgave, chalking it up to blindness, though she never forgot. End poem.
Oh. She took it personally. Grinding teeth
of
rage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've all seen that.
You can look at them and tell they got crazy girlfriend eyes.
Yeah. Ancient hollow eyes. Yeah, that's crazy.
She can be pretty as can be, but she's got crazy girlfriend eyes. Walk away.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? Are you familiar with a band called Poco?
Poco?
Yeah. They had a song called Crazy Eyes.
Don't remember that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Oh, God. Well, they had a lot of great tunes. They had Bad Weather. They had Call It Love, and they had Crazy Eyes, which just said, Crazy Eyes, who's been fooling you? Yeah. They were a 70s band for the most part. They were like what we like to call rockabilly. You know, they did...
Poco, yeah, they got Hall & Oates, Poco, sure, Poco. They did...
Yeah,
I remember them. Yeah, they had... Keyboards. They highlighted the keyboards, didn't they?
Okay. Yeah, the keyboards and electric steel guitar, you know. It was Rusty Young and Randy Meisner was with Poco originally, and he went to the Eagles and some other.
Oh, artists. This is one. It's Tommy Emmanuel.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. They did some great old tunes. What was the one that, Poco. What was Poco famous for? You remember Stagebrush Serenade or what's the other one? Sagebrush Serenade. Keep on trying, yeah. I've been thinking about all the things you told me. Yeah, some great, great old tunes. I've
Crazy
got a crapload of Poco. Yeah, I've got a crapload of... You remember Brass Buttons?
No.
Okay.
Brass Buttons?
You know what you need?
You
need to go online and listen to some YouTube Poco, because they got some hits that are just going to blow you away. Really, really good stuff. But
at first when I heard what's his brother's name? He goes around and play. He's a master guitar. Emmanuel. What's his name? It's Philip. Phil.
Who do you play? Who do you play with? Who do you play with?
He doesn't. But he goes around by himself. He's got his own little act. He's funny in hell.
Sean Phillips.
Stephen. Hold on.
Sure.
Anyway, the longest time I heard him say he was with the band Toto. So I'm looking at Toto.
Oh, Toto.
When he was. No, it's not. It's Poco.
That's
the reason I couldn't. Oh, it's Tommy. It's Tommy Emmanuel and Phil. Phil, his brother, played in Poco. But I was looking at the band Toto for months, trying to see when Phil Emmanuel played with the band, and they couldn't find anything. Well, that's why it was Poco, not Toto.
No, Toto was a studio band. They started out as studio musicians. They were comprised of three brothers, the Porcaro brothers, Jeff, Steve. I can't remember. Two of them have died. But Toto had a lot of great hits. They were, you don't often see studio musicians. Yes, studio musicians come out with killer albums, but they came out with several of them. But fabulous. Poco, Toto. Yeah, you can get confused, can't you? You can get really confused. Toto. Toto had to hold the line. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They had to, Okay, so we have the Kitty and the Coda Many Colors by Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
Huh?
Steve Lukather, that's what I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay.
He's lead singer, guitarist.
You know who was? Well, since we don't have a whole lot going on here tonight, and when you and I can chat, which I think is a good thing, because we don't often get enough chat time in, and maybe this could be a chat time. Do you recall? Oh, I was going to say it, and it just slipped off of the edge of my brain. Hold on. Give me a second. We're going to go here. We're going to go here. Okay. Steve Forbert. Is that name familiar to you?
Steve what?
Forbert. 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 Yeah. He had like a two-album career. He was great. He was a flash in the pan, but he was fantastic. And
spell it again.
You spelled again?
F-O-R. Yeah, F-O-R.
B-E-R-T, yeah, Steve Forbert. F-O-R-B-E-R-T. I saw him with Nicolette Larson in Norfolk, Virginia, years and years ago. Well, Nicolette Larson has since passed away. She had leukemia, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But I was thinking of something else, and I can't. Oh, God, I hate it when my mind slips like that. It's like a brain Okay, I'm not going to say that on the air because this is a PG-13. Let's say cranium flatulation. Cranium flatulation. Okay, there we go. But, yeah, okay. Proceed. We got 43 minutes to go in this show. Perhaps after you read this next poem by Deborah Lee, I'll come up with what I was trying to think of. Can you do that? The Kitty in the Coat of Many Colors by Deborah Lee. Can you do that for me, Hatter?
Read Deb's? Yeah. I was looking up Steve Hilbert's net worth. Guess how much he's worth.
No idea.
1 to 5 million.
Wow. So he did pretty well for himself, despite
quite
the fact that he didn't. Yeah. You know, you never know, do you? You never know. Okay.
Okay, let me get back to this video. Get the red.
Oh, my God. She's got a beautiful photo of a calico cat here. I don't know if you know this, but calico cats are only female.
Right.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, it's called The Kitty in the Coat of Many Colors. In the alley at Elm Plaza on the corner, cold and dark, I spied a covered cardboard box and two dogs that stand and bark. The box sits with the dumpsters and old shredded cotton rags, and the kitten tucked inside is without water or name tags. The dogs run and she peeks at me, fur coat shows many colors. The sun gold pigments tint her eyes, this furball feline purrs. Strap the container to the car seat, drive to town to see the vet. He checks her out and feeds her food and says, we are all set. Driving back to my house with this female fur baby and for her coat of many colors, we call her Kitty Cat Dolly.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I love cats. I happen to have 12 cats roaming around my premises, and most of them are very close to me and very sweet, and our relationships are quite personal. I don't have any calicos. I had a calico years ago named Tigger.
How about tortoise
and, tortoise shell are beautiful too. The thing about calicos is there are no male calicos. It's a thing endemic only to females. And I didn't know that for a lot of years, but I found out later. But
I heard males were really rare, but I don't know if they even exist. If you say they don't,
well, I'm not sure. You might be right. I'm not sure. You might be right, but I've never encountered a male calico. They are such beautiful cats. Some of them are most of them are long haired. My cat Tigger was long haired, and she was beautiful. She used to have a favorite thing that she did was when I was taking a bath, she would walk alongside the rim on top of the bathtub and paw at the water while I was in it. And until I got out of the tub, she wouldn't leave me. She was a very sweet cat. She would chase I used to roll up a cigarette pack, not the hard pack, obviously, but the soft pack, and I'd toss across the room and she'd chase it and bring it back to me and sit in my lap. She was a good kitty. She was a good kitty.
A cat.
Anyway. Yeah, she was a hunter. She was a hunter. She was just like,
I got three. Anyway. I got three. They're actually my roommates. But, three cats. What are their names?
Well, I got my cats, 12. 12 cats, you want to hear their names?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go here. Okay, I got Chaka is a male. I got Harley as a female. I got Cinder. She's female. I got Rascal. He's a male. I have Rem Rem. She's a female. I have Dolly. She's a female. I have Tuck. He's a male. He's a tuxedo cat. I have Fuzz. He's a male. He's my striped cat and my best bud. He's with me all the time. As a matter of fact, every night he curls up and sleeps beside me with his head on my pillow right next to mine. I have Luna. She's a kitten. She's a female. She just got her, she just got spayed. And she's the youngest. I have, we got Pippi. She's the mother of three of the cats. We have, can I think of all my cats here? Oh, Lord have mercy on us. Okay.
Well, I got.
Yeah, three. I know. They show up. They show up, and I see them, and I remember their names. I got 12 of them. I have, can't think of their names right now. Because if they show up in the room, I'll call them off one by one. But believe me. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Huh?
I said I have I wrote a poem that God made a cat. I don't know.
Do you know that cats were believed by the Egyptians to be gods?
I think they were revered, yeah, I had heard that.
Yeah, you know why? Because they have so much wisdom. They have so much wisdom. And, you know, they're kind of like, I'll let you pet me if I feel like it. But other than that, just stand back yet. They're just really freaking cool. I love them. I love them to death. They're my babies. They're my favorite people. They're my friends. I call them people because they are people to me. But, I can't imagine why I can't think of the rest of the names of my cats. Hold on. I could call Kitty, Kitty, Kitty out the door and they'd all come running in, but then I'd be overwhelmed because they always come.
Did you ever hear the song Cows with Guns?
What's the name?
Cows with Guns.
Cows with Guns. Well, I don't know, but I'm sure they'd shoot farmers and ranchers, wouldn't they?
We're going to listen to it.
Okay, go for it.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be ate at the hamburger fry. Cows well done.
Cows well done.
Nobody thunk it, nobody knew, no one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one.
Cows are one.
He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows a tongue.
Cows a gun.
He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drum.
Cows a...
He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bums. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. Crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke arising, darkening in the day, 12 burning McDonald's. Have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
Cows with guns.
The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will chicken. Fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die.
Is an Irish folk singer. He performed 48 of 50 American states throughout Australia, across Ireland, England, New Zealand, Canada, Kazakhstan, Patagonia, and Siberia. Played with Neil Young. I gotta inform. What? In order for us to play a song, I gotta give information about the artist. Let me just.
Not only do we have cows with guns and who flung dung, but Sweet Pea is on the line.
Right.
Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea.
Hello.
Hi, girl. You are so welcome. Hi. What you got? What you got going on?
I have played that song just for me. I know he did.
You think so? You think it was played for you? I don't think so.
I wrote a poem about cows. Oh, yes, I do. You don't know. You don't know Hatter and his love of me and cows. Hatter has this thing about cows. Doing things with me and making fun of me and cows.
Well, she's bionic.
I gotta tell you this.
She's part cow. She's part bovine.
Every song I ever heard about cows really moved me, okay? So anyway.
Yeah. Hatter wrote a cow, him and AP wrote a poem about cows with guns, and it was all about me. It's very sad.
I don't know if Wolf knows the story.
Well, all I can say is it sounds like utter insanity.
Well, Steve, you know the story, don't you? You know that my heart is part cow now.
Hmm. Well, as Benny Hill used to say, "Ow now, brown cow." Anyway,
that's me.
Thank you so much for calling in, Sweet Pea. I'm so very happy to welcome you. It's been a crazy show. We've been cut off several times. We've lost our link, and we've picked back up, and it's been very little attendance.
Yeah.
But believe me, you complete us. Very happy to have you. Do you have an offering?
I always have offerings. The things that I should offer you.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, Belly Gunner.
I don't want to interrupt you, Belly Gunner. You're funny guy. You're funny, funny. Sweet Pea, I don't want to interrupt you, but Hatter has put up a poem of his own called Bovine Uprising.
Yeah.
No. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're not gonna dismiss this poem by Hatter. We're going to actually have Sweet Pea read it, and then we're going to have her read her own. Does that sound good to you, Hatter?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Let's go, Sweet Pea. Let me hear your rendition of Hatter's poem, A Bovine Uprising.
Bovine Uprising.
The Bovine Uprising. Wonderful. The Bovine Uprising by Jerry Hatter. I drew from the steed some wacky weeds, and the cows set through the gate. I came home to see what I could not believe. My cows were no longer straight. In from the cold, a sight to behold, with his milk bags dragging so low. They had lit the fields of my crops that yield, they were standing downwind to blow. The cows on strike were lying on the dike, huffing in the wild sweet smoke. High on the cliff they started to push, for more weeds for them to tote. The signs they were hauled alongside the road, please somebody stop and help. Where a cylinder can be on the farmer's weed, cookies and grains for milk. They were tired of cold, the hands that would hold an oversized bag of teeth. They wanted to have some warming swath and reclining tight milking speed. With no one to hear, it was made quite clear, the cattle began to unite. With sticks and guns in their backs to the sun, they stood up ready to fight. Peace is now unseen in rodeo dream. No more uprising bovine. They come to get milk, wearing them, new kilts, and still dragging their udders behind. I've no choice against the bovine voice. Their udder demands I give meat. I now milk with fair food from a vibrating chair after turning on flat screen TV. I'm home.
That was a fabulous poem. It was an absolutely wonderful read. I want to know, where are you cows, Grace?
Where do they graze?
Yeah, where do they graze? Because I want some of that action. I want some of that damn action, okay? I want to know, can I make gummy bears out of that? Okay.
Yeah. I like the gummy bears, too. I love a good gummy bear.
Yes, yes. You've been to Arizona or Colorado or one of the other states that allows. Yeah. We won't go there. You live in Colorado, so you know all about gummies. You know all about gummies and cookies and all that other wonderful stuff that you can get to get you through your day when you have chronic pain and fatigue and other things that happen to people who really, yeah, okay. I got to tell you. Okay, wonderful. Sweet Pea, wonderful read. Wonderful, wonderful read. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yes, that was fabulous. That was absolutely fabulous. I loved it. You know what? I had somebody send me, I'm reading the comments and cracking up on this one, Hatter. Everybody's cracking up. You think they got hold of some of them gummy bears? You see how that works, right? Okay. 3P. You live in Colorado?
I do.
So you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you. Okay. I had a friend in Arizona send me some gummy bears recently. And they didn't tell me what they were when they sent them to me. So I ate about four of them. And I was like, holy crap, I'm tripping. But anyway.
I'm tripping on the gummy bears.
Oh, my goodness. It's true. Woo-hoo. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Good stuff. Did you ever believe 20 years ago that you could eat gummy bears and get the full effects of Mother Nature? Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We're talking medicinal greenery for those
medicinal purposes only, of course. There's nothing illegal about this. This is where we go when we want to.
Yeah, but we got teenagers missing. Stay in school.
That is hurting.
Okay. Pull up the weather.
All right.
White does burn.
Any time. Yeah, we got another one by Deborah Lee up here too. So let's go for both of these.
That's the weather. That's the weather report.
Oh, okay.
Thunderstorms.
The weather report. You remember that? Hey, Hatter, before we continue, remember the weather report was the name of a resistance group back in the 60s?
Yeah, it was a weatherman, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Oh, my goodness. You're old as I am, man.
I read it in the history books. I read it in the history book.
Okay. You can plead that. You can plead the fifth, and you can drink the fifth. I'll tell you what. Man. I'll just drink the fifth. Just send it to me in the mail. Okay, sweet pea.
There you go.
You ready to read again? You ready to read again, sweetie?
I am. I got my very dark and crazy poem up there.
Okay, let's go with Blackwing Ashes by Sweet Pea.
All right. Ready for the darkness. White doves burn black wing ashes. Glow dries and unfiltered cigarettes keep my mouth dirty. Drinking whiskey straight to wash it down. Overweight on anxiety and smashing rage. What gives you the right to judge my attitude? To make me hold your hand and speak of gratitude. I am the thunderstorm, tired of pretending to see rainbows. Load the rifles, I'm hunting wild unicorns. White doves burn black ashes, we flashing ashes. Float in the silent winds of hope's laughter, burns my eyes behind rose-colored glasses. Cinderella dreams of strange dried elbows and scrubs the softness from brown eyes. Teardrops stain the carpet burns from below my knees. Yesterday attacked, today ask the lover, he's been betrayed to appreciate the falling of the sun or rising of the moon. Not the exception, but the broken rule. Icicles forming in firestone, dancing barefoot, a bed of nails. Alabaster masterpiece, vandalized. Kindergarten disease, stained, split, divided, negative space. Invisible and alone, tattered and worn. In a family where blood is thicker, beware. Don't drink it. Just check and call.
Oh, man. All right. I don't know where this took you, Hatter, but I know where it took me. Let's hear your opinion.
I'm trying to get it all in. Where was this one? Yesterday attacked, today after the lover was then betrayed. To appreciate the falling of the sun, the rising of the moon. You know, I always got to read those a couple times because it's so... I like the way it started. Slow dragon, one foot of sugar, keep my mouth dirty, drinking whiskey straight to wash it down. I tasted that. Whiskey. Thunderstorm pretending to see rainbows. I am the thunderstorm tired of pretending to see rainbows. Yeah. That's a mask, isn't it, Sleepy?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Here's what kicked me in the teeth.
I'm hunting wild unicorns. Let me see your take. Let me see your license.
I know you have one, don't you?
A unicorn? Yeah. I carry that right next to the card that says, I know I'm going to die today. Just in case it happens, somebody goes through my wallet, they're going to go, oh, whoa.
Yeah. This to me is so 70s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Cinderella dreams of singed dried elbows and scrub the softness from brown eyes. Teardrops stain the carpet, burns below my knees. Yesterday attacks today. Ask a lover who has been betrayed to appreciate the falling of the sun or rising of the moon. Not the exception, but the broken rule. Icicles forming in a firestorm, dancing barefoot on a bed of nails. Holy crapalocious. I'm trying to be as nice as I can with my language. Yeah. Holy mess.
She's
just
a metaphor
queen. Yeah, and the metaphor is what I met her for. Because
metaphor.
She does it so well. She does it so well, and I think I could learn a whole lot from reading her poetry. I have already, not to disillusion anyone who has had the experience of reading her poetry, but if you read Sweet Pea's poetry, when you happen upon something that is so metaphorically brilliant as this poem, if you don't learn anything, I'm sorry. You need to go back and read it again because there's a lot to be learned there. This is beautifully done, Sweet Pea. Absolutely wonderful poetry.
I've learned a lot over the years, too. Great master,
beware the family.
The family. Yeah, your family could be taken in so many ways too, couldn't it? I mean, you got the family, you got the immediate family, you got the other family, you got the family of friends, you got the family of social circles, and you of course have the mafia. That's the family. You don't worry. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the family.
Woohoo!
Crazy word. Family means so much these days, doesn't it? What a wonderful poem. What a wonderful, wonderful poem. I have to ask myself, and I have to ask you, what inspired you to pen this brilliant piece?
Don't open Pandora's box.
Yeah, it was really about... someone's betrayal, someone's lie to me, someone that I just didn't believe would have done that. And it just took me really back. Like, I couldn't believe that I would ever have been exposed to that. And so it took me to my core that I was ever that gullible and that that person could have done that.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it with us on tonight's program because it's truly brilliant and is deep-reaching and it's relatable on many, many venues. And I think that I owe you a debt of gratitude for bringing this to our attention. Thank you, Sweet Pea. Really.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Icicles forming in a firestorm, dancing barefoot on a bed of nails.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. That's crazy, right? It's not so crazy if you've been there because you know the feeling, but to know the feeling means you've been there. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups. I'm trying real hard to conceal it. Wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Okay.
Do these metaphors just pour out of you and you don't go back and fix them or add or anything? Is this the way it is with you?
On this one, it was definitely just like I sat down and I wrote. On a lot of them, I don't. I go back and I have to go through, and I definitely go back.
Oh,
and some of them, I sit down and I write.
Okay, makes me feel a little better.
On a lot of them, no, it's not that easy. But yeah,
so,
I just tap
down. Pamela.
Yeah.
Pamela. Since we've got a pretty much open mic and we don't have a whole lot of guests here waiting to read any poetry, and as a matter of fact, we have none, could you share with us how much music has influenced your poetry and what particular groups or songs have done so in the past or right now?
Well, you know, that's a kind of a joke between me and Hatter. I am horrible at relating music as far as what group goes to what group. I'm really, really bad at that. I like a lot of jazz and the blues, and I have a lot of poems that give a nod to New Orleans and the blues and all that. I am a big fan of Tom Petty. When Tom Petty passed away, it was like Elvis passing away. He was my Elvis, as I always say.
Tom Petty was a great loss. Tom Petty was a great loss to everyone who loves music.
That's true. Yeah.
And when you say you appreciate jazz, do you refer to the classical jazz without lyrics, or do you like, say,
I like
people who adapt jazz music to lyrical venues?
No, I like both. I like the old jazz. I think it's like old female jazz players.
Fantastic. I can't walk out.
I love them.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, you know, like Janis Joplin, Josh Stone, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Billie Holiday. When you reach out.
Oh my God, I have a whole collection of Billie Holiday. I have a whole collection of Billie Holiday. I have Grover Washington Jr. I have John Coltrane.
Yeah.
Those
the basis of that. Those are my kind of my classics. And then, you know, you've got Luke Barker and Mildred Bailey, and you know, you go back into the pioneers. Ella Fitzgerald. Oh my God, how can you not love Ella Fitzgerald? And you have E.B. King that came up in there. I just like that track.
So would it surprise you if I told you that I have the original recordings of Robert Johnson, and do you know who Robert Johnson was?
Off the top of my head, I would have to see. This is what I'm really bad at. I'm not saying, Robert Johnson, but if I heard it.
Okay. So let me give you a clearer picture. Robert Johnson was the original blues man, and it was a legend that he had gone to the crossroads and sold his soul to the devil to become a blues prodigy.
He was a guitar.
And it was.
Okay. If,
yeah.
If it, he was a right. He was a guitarist, right?
Yeah. You know, the movie Crossroads with Ralph Macchio, yeah, and Joe Seneca.
If you said Crossroads, and I'm starting to quit, okay? So. Let me think. All I can see him is, Robert Johnson. He's a guitarist. He's a blues guitarist. Probably right around the same time as Billie Holiday. And I want to say Me and the Devil Blues is the song I'm thinking.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's, see, I have to connect the song because I'm not good with the artist.
So you would know the song by Cream. You would know the song by Cream and Eric Clapton, Crossroads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a reference to the legend of Robert Johnson. Huge hit for Cream. Many other bands, right, Hatter? Didn't many other bands do a version of Crossroads?
Oh, yeah. Like Spirit, I think, did. God, all the new guys did. Those new guitarists that play with I don't know how to bring that part here.
But you were right when you interjected the name Stephen Vai. He played the Devil's Advocate. He played the Devil's Advocate in Crossroads, and that's who Ralph Macchio had to beat in the Grand Showdown.
Yeah.
What a fabulous movie. I'm not a real huge fan of Ralph Macchio. I mean, he's done what, like The Karate Kid and Crossroads and maybe a couple others, but that was a fantastic story. Sweet Pea, did you ever see Crossroads with Ralph Macchio?
No, I have not.
You might want to check that one out. Very, very fun movie.
Cool.
He was one of those actors like Hilary Swank. You know, Hilary Swank, who started out very, very unappreciated and propelled to fame later with other movies like, what was the one she did? Was it Clint Eastwood's movie where she played Baby, where she was beat to death in the boxing match? Was that Hilary Swank?
Yeah.
And she did The Reaping and Karate Kid 2. The thing is, I don't think that much goes by in life without a musical influence, and that's my point I'm trying to make here. And I'm not trying to bore anybody, but since it's just the three of us here. Yeah. We got about 5 minutes left, so
hey,
Sweet Pea.
Yeah, we're down to 4 minutes. You want to say your thank yous?
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody who I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight to listen to our program. I really appreciate it. It didn't go as sweepingly as we wished it would. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but we had some really key callers come in and share with us their beautiful and fantastic poetry. I'm very pleased with that. I had the audacious and wonderful opportunity to have some conversations with Hatter that we both could relate on, particularly music and the early references to music and the relativity to poetry. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate you all. Sweet Pea, would you like to say anything in parting to this?
I could read a really fast poem if we go out about music.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that real quick? We got about 3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes.
Okay. Not a problem. It's all about musical notes. So I hope you
enjoy
it.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Three jazz notes. splashes of red could be clapped on wooden shack doors, barrel house sound ranging. I heard a ghost note whisper a passing tune in my ear. The devil's stamp was grinding her hip spear. Seduction from brass chimes and monochrome keys danced through music complacently. Tremor of men with soft bones might yes. I see the wings taped on horns under cinnamon hair. My trumpet talks for hours in dirty tones. Three jazz notes with your body and one final chord. Flat tongue to your self and chin. Give me my tonight I'll forget I'm a ceremony. Circle of fists, locked hands and lips, fly back, beauty, princess.
Wow. I gotta tell you, you never disappoint, Sweet Pea. Thank you for filling in the remainder of our program with that wonderful piece of jazz artistry. We have about 60 seconds left. I'm going to deliver one comment here, and I'm going to let Hatter end out the show. Thank you so much to everyone for joining in. I appreciate your patronage. And Hatter, let's carry this out the door.
Yeah, hey, thanks everybody for calling in, participating, giving us some poems to read, sorry about the technical problems. We're going to go out with a little classic Ed Sullivan show.
Okay. She was just 17, you know what I mean, and the way she baby, I'm confused. How could I get to good night, everybody. Thank you for calling. Peace, blessings,
night.
And love. Thank you. Good night, Hatter.
Good night.
Okay, here we go. Up-a-da-pa-dicky-do. Ba ba da ba ba da ba da. ba-da, 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 ba-da.